Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Reish Peches 288. After a couple days lapse, the pre-Pesach busyness, but we'll try to do one or two mitzvahs this week. And B'ez Hashem, after Yantiv next week, we'll be back on regular schedule. But today's mitzvah is Reish Peches. We continue in the world of Baalei Mum. Mentioned, we're in the discussion of eight mitzvahs. There are eight mitzvahs here altogether that have to do with a Baal Mum. We learned about the Isser of being Makdish a Baal Mum. That was Reish Pei Hei. Just to be Makdish it, even without doing any of the Avodos. It's an Isser to be Makdish a Baal Mum for a Chatas, for an Asher V'chulu. And then mitzvahs Asay, one out of the eight is an Asay, to give an animal that is a Tam. Reish Pei Zayin, the next one was not to inflict a Mum on a Karban, which we mentioned is one of the only mitzvahs, los asays, that one could violate even in an indirect way, even I did grumma. Usually grumma goes down to a drabana level, but that isser is even in a indirect way. Today's mitzvah we're up to is the isser of zrikas hadam of a baal mum al gabei hamizbeach. Then the next ones will be the isser of shchitas baal mum, the isser of hakdaras emurin of a baal mum, the isser of being mesares, one of the animals, and be makrav baal mum from a non-Jew. So all of those are the eight mitzvahs related to baal mum, just to refresh our memories, and now we get into the mitzvah itself. It doesn't say specifically, explicitly, in the Torah, all of these isurim, but it's learned that from drushes. Remember the psukim in Parshas Emor, Perachav Beis, right before the laning that we lane this morning, Sharu Chesef, the couple psukim before that, that's today's mitzvah. The mitzvah is lists off chaf beis in Emor, averis o shavur o charus o yabeles. These are all lists of baalei mumim. Lo sakrivu eile l'Hashem. Do not bring these close to Hashem. And in the parsha it says that three times. Lo sakrivu. So why three times? So Rashi quotes shalosh pa'amim lahasir al hekdesh asan v'al shchitasan v'al zrikas daman. Separate iser to do any part of the avoda relating to a baal mum. And the message, obviously, of this mitzvah is the same as has been discussed in the last couple of mitzvahs. And that is, when we take something that could be an avoda, a physical act that could bring a man close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from the Lashon Karban, Karav, and we abuse it, we do the avoda, but in an improper way, we take an animal, a baal mum animal. So that's slapping the kaviyachol, the face of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Either don't give a carbon or give a carbon properly. Without bringing a carbon that has a baal mum and doing all of these avodos, the zrikas hadam, which is supposed to be meratzemi to a Kaddish Baruch Hu, so that is where it is inappropriate. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shlo nizrog dam baal imum en al gabi amizbeach, shenemar iveres o shavur o charus yabeles o garvi lefes lo sakribe el Hashem, o ba'a kabbalah sheze halav hu moneya mizrikas dam baal imum. The Isra of Zrikas Hadam, even though it says Lo Sakrivu, don't come close in any of the Avodas. I come close with any of the Dalid Avodos of a Behemah, Shchita, Kabbalah, Holacha, and Zrika. So we'll have Shchita B'ez Hashem next time, and today is the fourth, and that is Zrika. V'zeo das Tanakama B'gemar Tumura, this is the opinion of the Tanakama in Mesechas Tumura Davav, V'chein Halacha Sh'amru Sham, V'Tanakama Hailo Sakrivu L'Hashem, L'Amalim, Yimbayelel Zrikas Hadam. So this is learned out from the Pasuk of Chafes, Chafes, Lo Sakrivu. The Menachas Chinuch in Os Aleph notes that there is a machlokes there in Temura, in Davav, Dav Zayin, which pasuk you learn this out from. But everybody agrees that it's an Issa Daraisa. Some learn it out from Lo Sakrivu, some learn it out from Al HaMizbeach. But either way, it is Asur Daraisa. The Menachas Chinuch, though, does have the following suffix. Va'ani mesupak ozbeis bepara aduma im haisa ba'alas mum im chayev al azrika v'azrikas halolo hayal mizbeach. Again, a fascinating Minchas Chinuch question. The Paraduma, we know the Avoda was done not in the Beis HaMikdash. One of the most special, unique Karbanis, the Paraduma. Where was the Avoda done? It was done on Har HaZeisim, overlooking Har HaBayis. It was done on the east side of Har HaBayis, and it was there, and the Kohen Gadol, the assistant Kohen Gadol, who did the Avoda, looked towards Har HaBayis, and did the Shechita, and did the Srefa of the Paraduma, in order to create the ashes, which would then be used to be Metaher, anyone who was Tamei Meis. That was all done on Har HaZeisim. The Mishnayis and Maseches Para describe that they used to build a ramp. If we have time at the end of today's mitzvah, we'll go through the Mishnah and the Rambam. These were the ramp from the Beis HaMikdash all the way to Har HaZeisim. And the Paraduma was, and the ones who were Osig in it went on top of that ramp, and they made it in such a way that Tuma, even if there was a grave under it, it wouldn't go up and be Matami the Paraduma. They took tremendous precautions to make sure it was Tahar. But that Avoda is done not Al Gabi HaMizbeach, not done in the Mikdash. So to ask the Minchas Chinuch, if somebody takes a Paraduma Ba'alas Mum, and is zorek the dam. So do we say that one violates this iser? Well, that's a suffix. Vihine, and he says maybe it's tolerably on the two different sources. Even though I just said, says the Menachas Chinuch, that everybody agrees that this is an iser daraisa. The question is just in the source, and sometimes we'll read the Gemara like, okay, what's the difference between these two sources? So he says there's a big difference. Because if you learn it from the pasuk that the Chinuch learns it from, Mosak Rivu, don't do this, so then it would include Paraduma too. It's a carbon. It's included in Mosak Rivu. After the Paraduma Gamkein Mivur. But then, according to the other pasuk, it learns it out from Me'al HaMizbeach. Well, this is not Me'al HaMizbeach. And therefore, Paraduma would not be included in the Yisr. V'loshen Arama V'arava Mechaber, Shlo Nizrok Al HaMizbeach, Nira Dafka Al HaMizbeach, V'yafta Chatas Kar Yerachman. And even though the Torah calls it a Chatas, at the beginning of Parshas Chukas, V'kan Efsharek, V'the Torah Al HaMizbeach Dafka, Avoz Oso Eloi Bachutz, V'tzarech Iyun. I don't know the answer to this question, says Menachas Chinuch, V'lo Matzasi Ke'ez Gilu Lezeh. I haven't found a Gilui, a revelation that would tell me what exactly is the halacha, again, of zrikas hadam, of a para aduma, would one violate? Not that we want anybody to violate this, but would one violate? That is the question. Once we're on the topic of para aduma, and it is Chol HaMoed Pesach, so let's maybe mention one or two points relating to para aduma and its connection to Pesach. First on para aduma itself. The Menachas Chinuch already noted that the para aduma is called a chatas. Para aduma is a unique carbon, if we could even call it that, in that the Gemara in Shavuos and elsewhere says that Paraduma has Kedushas Bedek Habayis. It does not have Kedushas Mizbeach. All other carbonas that are going to be makrav on the Mizbeach, Achatas and Asham and Ola, Shlamim, Atoda, all of them, they have Kedushas Aguf. That item is going to get hookra, but the Gemara says Paraduma, even though it's going to get burned, but it's not going to be brought on the Mizbeach Achitzon. So we be born on its own Mizbeach on Aras Esim. So it only has Kedushas Bedek Habayis. It has monetary value Kedusha and not inherent Kedusha. So that itself makes it somewhere in the middle between regular Bedek Habayis, which is if I give a fork, if I give money to the Beis HaMikdash, I give a table to the Beis HaMikdash, they're going to sell it and use that money. That's regular Bedek Habayis. And Kedushas Aguf, which is going to be Hukrav Al-Gabi HaMizbeach. Paraduma is somewhere in the middle. It's an animal, and it's burned, and it has its own destiny, but it is not Kedushas Aguf. The Briska Rav, in the end of Maisa Karbanis, in the Grizzle Rambam, has the following formulation. He has the following problem with the Rambam. The Rambam says, in Hilchos Paraduma, Shachta Al-Menas Lechol Mibsara Olishtos Midama. If somebody shechs the Paraduma, Al-Menas, that he's going to eat it, instead of burn the whole thing. It's a machshava psula. Oh, I'm going to drink its blood. Ksheira, that doesn't passel the carbon. Lefishal nomar bar reich nichoach, because it doesn't say reich nichoach anyway, by paraduma, and therefore, it doesn't passel the carbon. Asks the mefarshim, asks the Mishnah Malach, what does the Rambam say? If I shech the paraduma, I'm not that I'm going to eat it, so then that doesn't passel the carbon. That's not unique to paraduma. We're familiar with two weeks ago's parsha, by shetzav, pigle. What's pigle? If I think I'm going to eat something chutzlis mano, chutzlim komo, that passels the carbon. But if I think during a carbon ola that I'm going to eat it, that doesn't passel the carbon. So why is that? The Rambam says, a big chiddush. Shachta, if you shech the paraduma manas to eat or to drink it, that's not going to passel the carbon. Of course it's not going to passel the carbon. It doesn't passel any carbon. So why would I think that's going to passel this carbon? That's the Briska Rav's question. So he says, maybe you could answer that with another problematic Rambam. The Rambam says, if I shech the paraduma l'shem chulin, tifte ve'ena mechaperis. If I shech it l'shem chulin, I can redeem it. It doesn't have kedushas paraduma, and it's not mechaper, and it doesn't achieve kapara. So the question the Kesef Mishnah asks is, but if you look at a regular carbon chatas, let's say a regular carbon chatas, and the Kohen, when he shechs it, has no kavana for chatas in mind. He has kavana that it's a chulin animal. That does not passel the carbon chatas. But see, here it passels the carbon, the paraduma. Why should it passel the paraduma? So says the Briska Rav, a thought that he quotes from his father, Reb Chaim. The Harambam, lokasi ala klam mikoach timsul machshava. The Rambam is telling you a secret here about paraduma. And really, it's reflected in another halacha. The first daf in Zvachim has the halacha called Stama Lishma. If I shech the carbon, Stama Lishma. The halacha is that in various areas of halacha, if I don't have negative kavana, Stam works. Similar to the concept of a mitzvah's ein srichas kavana. If I do a mitzvah without kavana, most of the time I'm yotzei. If I have anti-kavana, I'm not going to be yotzei. But Stama Lishma, you have it by get. It comes up in Gittin, it comes up in Zvachim, it comes up in various places. By Ksiva Sefer Torah, Stumma Lishma, by what about Matzah? Afias Matzah, Stum, do we say Stumma, if I don't say L'shem, Matzah Mitzvah, do we say Stumma Lishma? So says Reb Chaim, quoted by his son the Griz, he says, by all other karbanos, you could say Stumma Lishma. Why? Because right when I makdish the animal, it already has its destiny written all over it. So when I shecht it without any kavana, it's still on that path. It has its destiny already declared and stamped from the moment of Hakdasha. But when it comes to Paraduma, says Reb Chaim, when I mock the shit, what do we just start off saying? It doesn't have Kedushas Haguf. It has Kedushas Damim. The Shechitas Karban the Shechitas Paraduma is more crucial to its avoda than the Shechita of any other Karban. Because the Shechita of the Paraduma is what labels it as a Paraduma, as a Chatas, that gives it Kedushas Aguf status. So that is why, says Reb Chaim, a big Chiddush, you wouldn't say Stama Lishma when it comes to Paraduma. Because Stama Lishma is only if the process has already started. Here the process hasn't started yet. The Shechita is what's going to label it. And that is why L'shem Chulin is going to ruin it. By other karbanos, it already is labeled as a karban. So if I do stoma, so then it is okay. It can continue going, the process. But by paraduma, the process starts at shchita. So that's why l'shem chulin would be a problem. And he says, if this is true, this also answers why the first question. Why does Rama have to tell me that machshavas during shchita wouldn't passel? Because maybe I would have thought they would passel. Because shchita is much more important when it comes to the paraduma avoda than any others. Because by the paraduma hakdasha, it's not paraduma yet until I do the ma'isa shchita. So that has to do with the Reb Chaim's chiddush, that it only gets a shem chatas, a shem paraduma, at the moment of the shchita. Either way, our issue that the Minchas Chinuch asks is the relationship between paraduma and other karbanos regarding zrika, when for sure it is a karban, and the only issue whether it has a psol, you need literally al gabe hamizbeach or not. Maybe two thoughts, though, related, once he brought up paraduma, again, maybe we'll talk about this when we get to Parshas Chukas again, two thoughts related to paraduma and Karban Pesach. As we know, the two mitzvahs that are connected in the Medrash. The Medrash says, Yihi libi samim b'chukecha, David HaMelech says, in Tehillim, my heart should be complete in your chukim, plural. What is chukim? Chukas ha-Pesach or chukas ha-Para. The paraduma and the Karban Pesach. Asher Vasher Weiss, both in his Haggadah, this appears, and also in his Sichos on Parshas Chukas, the same piece appears. What's the connection between Paraduma and Karban Pesach? They're both called Chok. Zos Chukas HaPasach and Zos Chukas HaTorah. Adam Kiyamas Ba'ohel. Okay, they're both called Chok, but what's the connection between them? Says Rav Asher Weiss, I think they're connected in opposites. They're contrast to each other. And that's why the Medrash puts them together. Why? What's the contrast? Karban Pesach, we don't ask more questions about any other mitzvah or related mitzvahs more than Pesach. Everything about the Pesach has a symbol. So many details, and roasted, and it can't be cooked, and whole, and can't break the bones, and all the mitzvahs, and we ask, and it has to do with Pesach, and obviously the Seder. Pesach al-Shema, all the mitzvahs related to Pesach. Pesach is all about questions. Paraduma is all about no questions. It's all about, you can't understand it. It's all about, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, and it doesn't make sense, and Shlomo HaMelech couldn't even understand it. Those are the two chukim. Yes, Pesach is called a chok, but really, it's all about Shilas. So which is correct? Are we supposed to ask the questions or not? Chukas HaPesach or Chukas HaPara? Says Rav Asher Weiss, well, it depends when. Like Avram Avinu by the Akedah. When he was told to do the Akedah, he didn't ask any questions. I have no idea why Hashem is telling me to do this. After all, he told me, Kibi Yisrach Kikari L'chazara, now he's telling me to kill my son. Okay, this is what I have to do. Afterwards, Al Tishlach Yadchel Anar. So now, Avraham Avinu says to Hashem, okay, now I did what I was supposed to do. Now explain it to me, please. So, when we're doing B'Shas Asiyas HaMitzvah, do the mitzvah. We shouldn't do it based on our understanding. But beforehand, especially afterwards, appreciating the mitzvah, so that for sure is, that's when questions are appropriate, right? Ein Kelokeinu and then Mikelokeinu. And then he ends up, that's Nasa V'Nishma. The Gemara says, B'Shas Shekdimu Nasa V'Nishma. Nasa V'Nishma, doing the Nasa first, that's the Chukos HaPesach, but the Nishma afterward, that's the Chukos HaPara, the Nishma afterwards, that is appreciating the Chukos HaPesach, asking the question. So we have to know sometimes it's a time to ask and a time not to ask, symbolized by Chukos HaPesach and Chukos HaPara. Rav Soloveitchik also, in the first volume of Reflections of the Rav, talks about the relationship between Pesach and Para in a different way. He says they both represent a purity process, a talich of tara. Paraduma, though, is personal. Every single Jew, whenever they themselves became tameh, they need to have the ashes sprinkled upon them. Personal tumah. Karban Pesach is national. It's the only national karban that has to be brought. There are other karbanas that symbolize the karban tumah is also brought on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael. But Karban Pesach is the only national karban that every single person has to bring this exact karban at the same exact time. Besides, Chagig is similar, but Pesach is the only way you have to eat a kzayis from it. And so he says, the para ritual represents an act of personal purification, an individual experience which cleanses the Jew ritually and allows him to participate in sacred observances. Its efficacy is based neither on sense nor on reason. It demands obedience and submission, surrender of mind and will to the law of God. Karban Pesach is the same thing on a corporate group activity level. And he says it has to do with the Jewish people. And he says the only thing that is consistent in Jewish history is Sinas Yisrael. No matter what generation we're in, people hate us. And it's strange and an inexplicable fact of our history. And it says the Korban Pesach is our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he keeps us going. But the Korban Pesach is the symbol, the first mitzvah, the first karban that we're able to do as a nation. That's the on the national level. So that's his connection between the Pesach and the Paraduma. It's either way, Rav Asher Weiss and the Rav relating to Paraduma, but we got into that through the Minchas Chinuch in Os Beis here, where he has the suffix whether if somebody is Zorek, the dam of a Paraduma, Ba'alas Mum, does one violate this Isser. Moving right along, says the Chinuch, Kol Inyan Asar Azuk, Asar Azizidas Mum, Bakad Shem, Shkidas Ba'al Mum, Makdar Asimurim. The same idea that is behind the other Ba'al Mum mitzvos apply to this one. Aval, here he says, Ein Lachashvo Imho Isser Manogim Ayom. I do not think that mitzvah would apply today. Lafi she'ein lanu mizbeach b'avonoseinu. We don't have a mizbeach. The only issur is being to zoreg dam al hamizbeach of a baal mum. But we don't have a mizbeach, so it's not noig bizman hazeh. He says this in the same in the next mitzvah too, in Reish Pei Tes. He says there's no issur of shchitas baal mum bizman hazeh, because we don't have a mizbeach. So that, if you remember, we discussed in the previous mitzvahs whether that is all true. The Minchas Chinuch is somewhat upset about it. The Isser of somebody is maktish an animal today. It's not a good idea. But what if he is? Then he puts a baal mum into it. Inflicts a mum. So maybe he would violate his man hazeh. Right? Even though the Chinuch earlier said it's not true. He says you don't get, only get, at least he said you only get malchus. But he says, but the Isser mashma from that Chinuch previously in Reish Pei Zayin, you would violate. So there are some of these baal mum halachas mitzvahs that apply his man hazeh, and some that do not. Just two or three final points. If you look in the Os Vav in the Minchas Chinuch, he has another interesting question, and that is Shvicha Shirayim. We know there's a halacha that after we're Zorik the Dam of the various Karbanas, Chata's getting on all four corners, the Ola and the Asham and getting on two corners, Shtayim Shein Arba, other Karbanas getting one. What do you do with the leftover blood? You pour it onto the Yesod of the Mizbeach. On the southwest corner of the Mizbeach, there are little holes in the Yesod of the Mizbeach, and that's where all the blood, the extra blood, was poured. So, and it says that in the Mishnah, you have to do that. Shvicha Shirayim is on the Yesod. So there's a Lundish question, is that like a Zrika? It's not Ma'akev, according to most Tanaim, that you don't need Shvicha Shirayim. What happens if you spilled all the Shirayim before you got to pour it down the Yesod, down the hole? So the carbon is kosher. It's already Mechaper. So Shvicha Shirayim is not an avoda hamakeves, but does it have any status of zrika to it? You're pouring blood. There is a day of the Tanoim in Maseches Zvachim that says it is ma'akev, so we don't paskin that way. But does it? The Minchas Chinuch discusses in Ozvav, does it have the halacha of zrika legabi the balmum elements? He says no. Vini ashricha shirayim al yisod mi balmum nire de'eno chayev. Pashtus, he doesn't say before, sure, he says nira. Kima de'eno chayev mishum zorek bachutz hashirayim. Just like if you do shricha shirayim bachutz, you're not going to be chayev. So too here. V'gam e'eno chayev mishum avoda, kima de'lo ma'akvi kapara ninu. It's not an avoda ha'ma'akeves. Therefore, he does not think that you would be chayev. He also says, in the continuation, in Os Ches, if a czar did this avoda, as he always brings this up, also he says, l'chora, you would not be chayev, because it's not called an avoda. If a Yisrael does it, you don't get the first base. You can't say, oh, you're doing an avoda, that's problematic. You're not even doing an avoda. You get the Yisrael of a czar doing avoda. That's a separate Yisrael daraisa. But you don't get all of these details. You have to be in the parsha in order to violate this Yisrael. That's what he says in Os Ches, v'chein nira, im zar zarak dam balmum la mizbeach eino chayim mishum balmum. He wouldn't be chayim mishum balmum. Kiva deino roi lavod the klal loy v'chal zrika. That's not called a zrika. Not called a zrika there if you're not doing the avodah. He said the same thing also if you bring a chaya ba'alas mum. Only behemoth could be karbanas. A chaya doesn't work. He doesn't bring up, I don't know why he doesn't, he always brings up bamos, where these isurim apply to a bama too. A bamos, certain types of bali mumin are okay on bamos, certain not, but he doesn't bring that up here. But either way, these are some of the issues relating to zrikas hadam of a balmum. Next time we'll get into the next related mitzvah, and that is the isur of shchitas balmum, as we continue with the second half of this 8-section mitzvahs related to the isur of balmum. Okay, we'll stop here. Everybody should continue to have a chag sameach.